For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Are you doing your little happy dance as you enter into the weekend? I don't know what a happy dance is. Come on. I'm behind a microphone, and I study, I preach, I teach, and I love my family, and I love the people. So, I don't know. Sometimes I get a little giddy on here. Is that all right at this early hour in the morning? So anyway, hey, I guess a happy dance, just do a little jumping up and down. Be happy, right? Come on. It's Friday. You got through the week. You're learning how to trust God. And that phrase I was looking for yesterday on the broadcast is take downtime. Had to look for it. To download. You got to have some downtime in order to download. And that was my fancy way, which, of course, I couldn't remember it. And then even this morning, I forgot it again, to say, take time to be with God, for heaven's sakes. Talking about trusting God. Trusting God. Oh, my goodness. So you need to go to the website and always upload, you know, Monday through Friday if you've missed any of the broadcasts. I promise they'll start to make sense. They do go in order. I just sit here and I go in order. And that way you get a little bit of a mini teaching each week. You know what I mean? Okay, so we were talking about Jehoshaphat. He's positioned himself, talking about trusting God. And he gets a word. You don't have to fight in this battle, Jehoshaphat. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. What was the position? Jehoshaphat bows his head with his face to the ground. And all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping God. Worship, prostrate oneself, bow down. New Testament, do reverence, right? Not just confined to praise, but it's acknowledging who God is, his nature, his attributes. What you're doing, because you're trying to trust God, is you're getting the eyes, your eyes off of you and onto this humongous, amazing God who loves you. I love this little quote here. Worry, which is not trusting God, is focusing totally on ourselves. Worship, on the other hand, is focusing totally on someone else. And in our case, God. Let me do it again. When you worry, not trusting God, you're focusing on yourself. You've taken it all upon yourself. What can I do? Oh my goodness, this happened to so-and-so. Oh my goodness. Well, you'll stay there and you'll go in circles. Worship, though, gets the attention off of you and onto someone else. And in our case, God. It's acknowledging how big God is, who he is, his nature. Did he not come through for you before? Will he not come through for you again? Absolutely he will. And I love this with Jehoshaphat, because the word comes and he says, the Lord who is with you. My brethren, before I close out today, because I have so much more on trusting God, I'll try to get to it next week maybe, but the Lord is with you. If you can just hear that at the sound of my voice, hear that with your inner ears and your heart, the Lord is with you. I don't care what you've done. If you cry out to God, the Lord is with you. That is a prerequisite, though. Cry out to God. He is with you. He's waiting. Come back to God. Thank you all week for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. I hope you join me next week. God bless you.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.